Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. This was a week for the history books. America elected its first black president, and it's the first time a Democrat carried North Carolina in 32 years. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, the president-elect has a lot of Carolina newcomers to thank.
Senator Obama's margin of victory in North Carolina was minuscule, only about 0.3%. But along with his more comfortable win in neighboring Virginia, he managed to chisel away at what had been a long-standing foundation of Republicans' electoral strategy, the solidly red South. And he did it with the help of more educated voters in fast-growing cities.
The New South, the more robust South, became fertile ground for the Obama campaign.
When University of North Carolina political analyst Farrell Guillory talks about the New South, he means it literally. New neighborhoods with new residents who came here for new jobs. As Guillory watched election returns come in Tuesday night, he noted Obama's strength in places like Raleigh and Charlotte, both among the nation's fastest-growing metropolitan areas.
Obama targeted an enlarged pool of persuadable voters, both blacks and whites, who have come into the state for the kind of knowledge work, the kind of service work, the kind of research work that the modern economy produces.
That trend was evident in places like Cary, North Carolina, a sprawling suburb of Raleigh, where tobacco fields have given way to office parks, and where the preferred beverage on a warm fall day is now an iced latte instead of an iced tea. As he downed espresso at a Cary coffee house Friday, IBM employee Al Grilli said he's watched North Carolina become far less conservative in the 20 years he's been here. He says many of the people who live in Cary now, high-tech workers like him, are politically independent and voted Democratic for economic reasons.
I think the job thing, there were a lot of ads on TV about job loss, and I think nobody in North Carolina is unaffected. They have friends or relatives or somebody who's lost a job because plants shut down and things went overseas. That really is probably one of the biggest factors.
While urban and suburban counties provided the bulk of Senator Obama's North Carolina support, he improved on past Democratic performance in almost every part of the state. He brought out more African Americans to the polls, but also attracted a sizable number of rural whites. And he won over some people who normally vote Republican, like child care worker Eric King.
I voted for Bush, and I was kind of voting on, especially like abortion and stuff. And then I think as I've grown, you know, this year I really looked at like the economy and the war.
For his part, Senator McCain performed best in rural and traditionally conservative areas. But in falling 13,000 votes short of a majority, McCain struggled to appeal both to moderate Republicans and to conservative Democrats who in the past were willing to cross over and vote GOP. Still, Carter Wren, a longtime Republican consultant, says North Carolina's days as a red state aren't necessarily over.
It's not like we woke up the morning after the election and half of the people in North Carolina had gone down and switched their party registration from Republican to Democrat. They didn't. We got a little more Democrat, and if Obama has a failed presidency, then it'll wash back the other way.
Indeed, Wren doubts either party will run off another string of 7 straight presidential wins in North Carolina, as the Republicans did before their streak was busted this year. He says the state's new residents are more moderate than its voters used to be, and more likely to be ticket splitters, a trend that could make North Carolina a battleground in many elections to come. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill.